The Alaska Department of Fish and Game released the 2012 Togiak herring forecast last week. The herring biomass is expected to be over 123.7 thousand tons. Fishermen are allowed to harvest 20% of that biomass, which works out to 24.7 thousand tons of herring. The allowable harvest for the Togiak sacro herring fishery is 21.6 thousand tons. That harvest is split 70-30 between the purse seine fleet and the gillnet fleet. That means the purse seine fleet will be allowed to harvest 15.1 thousand tons of herring. Gillnetters will be allocated 6.4 thousand. The man who manages the Togiak sacro herring fishery for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is area management biologist Tim Sands. He says the management strategy for the annual fishery will likely stay the same as in the past few years, despite the fact that a run biomass of 123.7 thousand tons would be 16% less than the recent 10-year average. He says the lower-than-average forecasted biomass is partially due to the fact that it was difficult to observe the overall herring biomass this year.
You know, we had really poor weather conditions in 2011, so we didn't have really good observations. And so that's kind of why the forecast went down, because we didn't have a good observations. And that's factored into the forecast.
Despite the fact that the herring biomass is forecasted to be below the recent 10-year average, a harvest of 21.6 thousand tons of herring in the Togiak sacro herring fishery would be 20% more than the recent 10-year average harvest. Sands believes that the forecast for the fishery will not necessarily be the driving force behind the decisions made by fishermen and processors.
It's going to be what the markets do and how much market participation there is. That's ultimately going to decide who participates and at what level, I guess.
The 2012 forecast sets the Dutch Harbor food and bait allocation at over 1.6 thousand tons of herring. That fishery targets the same biomass of herring that spawn in the Togiak area. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is predicting that the age 7 and 8 age class will comprise just over 52% of the overall herring biomass. The age 9 to 10 age class is expected to make up just over 23% of the biomass, with age 4 to 6 herring making up 19%. ADF&G is predicting that the average weight of herring harvested will be 323 grams. You can find the 2012 Togiak herring forecast on the Alaska Department of Fish and Game website. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.